AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump is tying Vice President Kamala Harris to the chaotic Afghan war withdrawal on the third anniversary of the suicide bombing that killed 13 American troops. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Trump says he holds Harris and President Biden accountable for what he says was the most embarrassing day in U.S. history.
The humiliation in Afghanistan set off the collapse of American credibility and respect all around the world.
He spoke hours after laying wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery in honor of three of the fallen. He's been ripping into Harris's foreign policy moves now that she's the Democratic nominee. The Biden administration was following an Afghan pullout commitment Trump negotiated with the Taliban a year before the attack. While Trump lays the blame entirely on Biden, a special investigation found decisions by both men were key factors, leading to the Afghan government and military collapse and Taliban takeover. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A month after it was dismissed, Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a federal appeals court to reinstate the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump. Judge Aileen Cannon had ruled Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. She threw out the case. A new record high on Wall Street for the Dow. Tech stocks sent the S&P 500 and NASDAQ lower. A landslide cut a path down a steep, thickly forested hillside and crashed into several homes in Ketchikan, Alaska, killing one person. Leah Canfield lives in the neighborhood.
Our neighbor up the road or across the road was completely gone. Part of the house went into our front yard.
Sean Diddy Combs asked a federal judge to throw out a lawsuit from a music producer who accused the music mogul of sexual abuse. This is AP News. Authorities say a cyber attack is still impacting Seattle-Tacoma International Airport.
Officials with the Port of Seattle say some internet, phone, email, and other systems are still not working after a disruption this weekend blamed on a suspected cyber attack. Travelers are warned to leave extra time and use mobile apps for boarding instead of airport kiosks. The terminal screens that announce arrivals and departures are dark. Apparently, luggage sorting is also affected. Delta and Alaska Airlines say they're not impacted by the outages. SeaTac airport officials say they're working with federal authorities to find a cause and a culprit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
CeeDee Lamb's months-long holdout with the Dallas Cowboys is over, and the all-pro receiver is now a close second to Justin Jefferson as the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.